The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Let's Talk Together in English is brought to you by Fort Terrace Diagnostic Center, the Bahamas' largest and most experienced dedicated radiological center.
Well, good evening, everybody. Welcome to Guardian 96.9 FM with Fresh News Smart Talk all day. Indeed, I am your host, Lady T. Welcome to Let's Talk Together. It's a pleasure to have you guys with us on this great Sunday evening. I do hope that everybody is having a wonderful weekend. Bonsoir à tout auditeur et auditrice, communauté haïtienne qui fréquente sur Guardian 96.9 FM. Avec animatrice Panoua Lady T, animatrice communauté haïtienne, c'est un plaisir lié pour moi Kala avec nous après-midi. Ça, this evening we will be talking about the tragedy, I would say, the chaos that's happening in Haiti. I don't know if you guys been watching the news, but it's a whole mess. From my understanding, I heard that the airport in Port-au-Prince, because Port-au-Prince is the city of Haiti. Now, it is fine. I'm never going to say, you know, it's not okay to visit Haiti. You can go to Haiti. You can go to Cape Haiti. It's fine. You know, Bahamas, they travel, and I shouldn't even call them. But anyhow, they travel in and out of Haiti all the time. So it is fine to go, flights go in and out. But just not in Port-au-Prince, which is the capital of Haiti. Which what's going on now, we know that Ariel Henry, who has served as the acting prime minister of Haiti since the 20th of July, 2021, after the assassination of President Jovenel Moïse, and he later became involved in, you know, little controversy due to his refusal to cooperate with authorities over the link of Joseph Felix Badiou, who is actually one of the suspects that accused of the assassination of the president of Jovenel Moïse on the 7th of July, 2021. The officers who investigated the case suspected that Henry was involved with the planning of the assassination, and that is why Haiti is in such chaos right now, because the people want him to be gone. They no longer want him to be there anymore. You know, he should have been gone a little while, but you know how it is when it comes to power. Everybody loves it, so nobody's ever ready to give it up, right? Okay. Communauté haïtienne, bonsoir, comment nous y est? Haïti n'a problème nan tan sa deske Ariel Henry ki comme premier ministre Haïti ki servi comme premier ministre Haïti pa d'accord pou kite peyi a men Haïtien yo pare pou kite e tande pa kon si te vwe menm gen guest mwen après-midi a ki se Altaïs tout moun konnen Altaïs c'est un plaisir lié pou mwen menm ka gen nan émission am nan. Altaïs c'est une femme, yo c'est lui même qui connaît plus des politiques Haïti, so c'est lui même n'a pas fait parler comme guest moi dans Guardian Radio, capable dit nous exactement ça qu'a fait Altaïs Joseph, c'est frère Pam, tout le monde connaît, c'est un monde qui me respecte en pile. Altaïs Jean-Renaud, excusez-moi. C'est un monde qui me respecte en pile, un monde qui connaît des politiques, nous connaît, nous ouais, tout le monde connaît. Depuis son temps politique là-dedans, il a émission parce que c'est un monde qui connaît politique là bien, et c'est un monde tout qui toujours bon bagaille l'argent hier. Monsieur Jean-Renaud Altaïs, bonsoir, bienvenue, welcome to Guardian 96.9 FM. How are you, sir? It's good to have you.
Bonsoir, boss lady. Et bonsoir avec toute auditeur auditrice émission ça. C'est un plaisir pour nous ensemble après-midi. Good evening to everyone. This is my pleasure to be a part of that show. And this is a wonderful show. I believe that we are going to spend a good time by talking about Haiti politics.
Okay, great. Awesome. Because, you know, you're one of the experts when it comes to politics in Haiti. You actually the expert. So that is why, I read, but you actually live it. And so you are actually the right person for politics in Haiti. Now, Mr. Joyner, let me know what's really happening in Haiti now. How did this come about? Because to my understanding, Ariel Henry is not in Haiti at the moment because he traveled. Am I correct?
Yes, yes.
Okay, so
yes,
he...
Yes,
mm-hmm. Right, he is not in Haiti at the moment because he traveled. Now, what is going on Haiti? Right, what is going on in Haiti right now? Saka fet Haiti konya koma baga yuye. What is the situation down there?
Saka pase an Haiti ya, mwen te prevwa sa pendant plusieurs jours. Le mwen ki premier ministre Bahamas la, et honorable Philip Brave Davis.
Mm-hmm.
Te sorti nan réunion CARICOM ki te fet nan Jamaïque. Pendant mm-hmm. semaine là
mm-hmm.
et puis pour te annoncer que leader pays Caraïbes yo et monsieur Ariel Henry prend engagement devant yo pour dire comme ça que l'a organiser élection pour plus tard en mois d'août 2025 ça c'est agenda yon moun qui élu par le peuple c'est pas agenda yon moun qui t'a dirigé yon transition.
Mm-hmm.
Parce que yon moun kap dirige yon transition, c'est yon moun ki la pour yon ti bout de temps. Moun n'a pas la pour un pile temps. Et c'est ça que fait. À Souéa, pendant que moi-même, m'a fait émission en créole ensemble avec vous, m'a remé qu'on traduit tout ça qui dit en anglais pour peuple BMI entendre exactement ce qui s'allie. Non seulement yon même, mais tout l'autre peuple dans le pays Caraïbes yo, qui parle anglais, mais qui t'a remé qu'on est qui s'assiste à ce pays d'Haïti a yon.
Okay, so you
d'après constitution pays nous.
Mm-hmm.
D'après constitution pays nous.
Based on the constitution que, of Haiti. I'm a translate
yes.
for you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Dès que nous gagnons un président qui est absent, ça qui est président qui était élu, soit il prend coup d'état ou bien il t'a mouru.
OK,
mon t'a venir remplacer là, il gagne seulement 90 jours. Pour organiser élection en de pays pour le président vin prête de pays.
Okay. Due to the fact that the president, which was Jovenel Moïse, or any president, whomever it could have been, was in power, because, you know, he got assassinated or whatever may have took place with him, whoever was to take his place was only supposed to be there for 90 days to organize an election. For somebody else to
yes.
take place, for somebody else to, to become a new president in Haiti. Am I correct?
Yes.
So you are saying now, Ariel Henry do not have the rights to be in power now for this amount of time.
No, parce que constitution va reconnaître.
Because the constitution do not recognize him. Oh wow. So. You said. Right, because the president Jovenel Moïse assassinated. Okay, it was in parliament was not in place.
No.
Right.
Puisque nous pas de parlement, parce que si nous t'ai parlement, c'est ta président chambre sénat qui t'a pas et on t'a fait élection deuxième degré pour lui et puis qu'on y a là qui t'a pas permettre que lui-même vienne occuper place président qui assassiné.
Okay, so because the president didn't have parliament was not in place, but if parliament were in place, it would have been another, it would have been an election that would have taken place and another president would have been the one to being sworn in. Am I correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Alors, nous même kounyea, n'a pas une raison qui fait que gagne yo même kounyea, yo vin prend tout espace sa yo. C'est parce que yo dit que moun ki occupé tête l'état journée jodi a constitution pa reconnaître li. Et puisque constitution pa reconnaître li, si yo même yo se gang, konnen moun sa ki nan tête l'état li se premier gang nan.
Oh, okay. So you're saying the chaos, what's happening in Haiti now, with the gang members, the gang leaders is taking over in Haiti because they are saying that the person that is here now, who is Ariel Henry, as the prime minister, should not have been here, and he is actually abusing the power because he himself is acting as a gang leader. So therefore, they are taking their place in Haiti. Am I correct?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
And
they continue saying, okay, go on. And they continue by saying that, what? The gun that they holding, the I can't say that. You mean
no,
they...
No, you gotta say it. No, you gotta say it because you want everybody understand what's happening in this country.
Okay, so they saying that the gun that they hold, that the it comes from the Prime Minister of Haiti? Ariel Henry give it to them?
Yes. Parce que you know chef gun sa you, qui se vite l'homme.
Okay, so Vite L'Homme said that when the president was in power, he used to have secret meetings with Ariel Henry to have manifestation in Haiti so that they could have overthrown Jovenel Moïse.
Yes. Alors, gang leaders,
the gang leaders, okay, barbecue. Well, everybody barbecue. Know barbecue is very popular.
Barbecue.
Yeah. And he's also, he's an ex-police officer, barbecue.
Yes.
Okay. He said, if Ariel Henry, if the committee, international committee, if they support him, hold on. Okay, so they're saying, okay, barbecue said if the international leaders supporting Ariel Henry, they should be able to support the gang leaders too. That's what you're saying?
As well, yes.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what they say. That's what they say.
Okay.
So
right now,
international, you mean to your cause and la donne parce que Ariel Henry pas gagné aucun droit constitutionnel pour diriger pays d'Haïti, je ne veux dire.
So you're saying because of the leaders, international leaders, they are at fault for what's going on in Haiti because Ariel Henry do not have any rights by due to constitution of Haiti for him to be in power because after 90 days, he was supposed to be out of power. Am I correct? He was only supposed to be there for only 90 days. But because, you know, people love power and they love... Now it's going to be 3 years since Jovenel Moïse died and he's still in power. And knowing with him himself, he was only supposed to be there for 90 days. So, you know... Even the committee international... The CARICOM leaders... Oh, wow. So you're saying the CARICOM leaders have agreed for Ariel Henry to be there for another 2 years without any election being taken place?
Yes. Yes.
Which is wrong? Okay, they went to Jamaica, right, for the CARICOM League meeting. I understand that. So now, what has to be done in Haiti for all this to stop? I'm assuming the only thing that can stop this is by Ariel Henry stepping down from power altogether. The power that he's not even supposed to be in. Wow. So you said that the gang leaders are saying because he's abusing the law, they're going to do the same. But if he was to step down, all of the chaos and stuff that's going on Haiti now will stop. They will themselves be turned over into the police.
Yes.
That's what you said?
All them guns that they have in their hand.
They will turn they will turn the guns and whatever else they have over on themselves to the police officials if Ariel Henry, which is the Prime Minister of Haiti now, if he was to step down. Wow, this is a lot.
Cher madam, on ne parle kounya na bon sens nou en tant que haïtien. Moun ki avec zan sa yo, chaque zan ki nan men moun sa yo, kote plus que $15,000 américain. Et moun sa yo se moun kapache avec, kapache piate, sans bagay nan pie yo. Si bagay leader politique, avec moun ki gen l'argent en deux pays ya, si bagay moun nan niveau international la, ta chèque ni plan makab sa, dis comment zan sa fait quitter États-Unis pour passer nan port yo.
So you said, well, that is something I've always been saying myself, that Haiti do not make any guns, right? And the people are living in poverty. How in the world could they afford these guns? So it has to come. It has to come from somebody that has money. Persons that can't even wear slippers in their foot, that's what you said, in their feet, excuse me, has guns that cost how much? Over $2,000.
More than
$2,000 American.
$20,000.
American money? $20,000?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Yes. More than $20,000 American money. Whoa, wow, that's a lot. Me too. I've always been asking myself that question. The same question. Yeah, it has to be somebody. Yeah, me and you. That is so true. How could somebody that can't even afford to wear any slippers on their feet could afford a gun that costs about $20,000 in American money? Come on, let's be real.
Mm-hmm. So they gotta tell us how this gun getting done, and then why those people using their guns against their brothers and sisters.
Wow.
I would like to know why. And in the international community, some of those countries, they owe us explanations.
This is
as a
powerful.
Citizen, we would like to know.
This is powerful.
If that's so-called friends, we don't need them friends. We don't need them.
If they are friends.
Keep your gun in your bullet wound and then leave us how we are. Mm-hmm. We don't need the kind of friends.
Wow.
That ain't helping us.
That's very powerful. That is powerful.
Okay? We will help us to get back into our agriculture.
I agree.
On our culture, not guns and bullets.
Right.
We don't need that. We are not Afghanistan. We are not Gaza. We are not Palestine. So, send them guns there.
Okay, so.
Mr.
Jean-Renaud, we're going to take a break. After the break, we will be right back. You guys are still tuned into Guardian 96.9 FM, sponsored by Fort Terrace Diagnostic Center. We will be right back after this break. Seyen epi chita, s'il vous plaît, y apre le pou radiografie. Tale. Se sa ki fè rele Saltan. Ou pa gen problem nan Fort Terrace Diagnostic Center, imaj at Grosvenor's, nou pa jam fè plize randevou rezultat. Sa vle di, antre, soti. Si test depi stajo moutwe ekran, radiolog nou ka kondi alternatif test depitaj sa.
Kounia la même. Ou bien, relez-nous dans 328-81-57 pour faire rendez-vous à Fort Terrace Diagnostic Center, Image à Grosvenor, ou bien relez-nous dans 328-81-57, faire rendez-vous à Fort Terrace Diagnostic Center, Image à Grosvenor, ou bien visitez location nous, Kamakelod, Chaudière.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Welcome back to Guardian 96.9 FM with fresh news, smart talk all day. You are still tuned in to Let's Talk Together with your fave, Lady T. Bienvenue, communauté haïtienne, à Guardian 96.9 FM avec animatrice Panou, Lady T. C'est un plaisir pour moi là avec nous, where we are talking about the situation in Haiti that's going on now. I'm hearing that the one of the prison is actually on, I don't know, but I don't want to say anything that I am not sure about. So we want to bring my guest back, which is Altaïs Jean-Renaud, who actually knows about the situation in Haiti and who actually, you know, every day of his life, that's something that he studied in Haiti and he lives it. And so he has a lot of experience when it comes to politics in Haiti, so we would have him on the show. Mr. Jean-Renaud Altaïs, welcome back to Guardian 96.9 FM. It is a pleasure to still have you. So I am hearing before, can you hear me?
Yes, I'm hearing you.
Okay, great. So I'm hearing that one of the prison in Haiti in Port-au-Prince has been on the loose. Can you confirm this for me, please? Is it true or... Yeah.
Yes, the mean one. Yes.
The mean jail of Port-au-Prince.
That's penitentiary. Yeah, that's a mean jail.
My God, that holds all the big time criminals.
And then wait, now they just taken over of one of the police station before you get in my city.
They also took over a police station in Haiti?
Yes, I think they already break down four of them.
Four of the police station is in the hand of the gang leaders now?
Yes.
Including the jail? The main jail in Port-au-Prince?
Yes, and then we lost more than six police officers.
And they already killed more than six police officers?
Yes, ma'am.
I kind of read about it, but I wanted to be sure because, you know, sometimes not everything you read is true. And so I wanted to be certain because I know you're the right person who always has the real story. And so you follow this and, you know.
This spokesperson for our police force already come out and said that.
My Lord have mercy. So now, in your opinion, what can be done for all of this to stop? Is it going to get worse? Are you saying to me now that the gang leaders are going to be the one to be in charge of Haiti? Because if they already took over all those police stations and freed the people in jail, it's a mess. Free the prisoners. What's going to happen?
That's really a mess. That's really a mess.
This is really a mess.
Let me say this.
Haiti is in the worst state of his life. It's history.
The international community, right? The international community saying that they wanted, right? They wanted the Haitian people to get together to solve their problems. But it's not the case for USA. It's not the case for Canada. It's not the case for France.
Mm-hmm.
Because they have their personal interest in this country.
Oh, wow.
They will control our political arena.
Mm.
Tells that the guy, any person who going to lead this country, if they cannot have your control, so you will we will never see peace in our life.
Wow.
They got to tell the truth. They got to tell the truth. Enough is enough. They got to tell the truth. Enough is enough. Because let me say this. Let me say this. In these Caribbean countries, we are only country who don't have army. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because USA is against it. That's it.
Hello? Oh, right. Can you hear me?
Before he got assassinated, right?
Mm-hmm.
He already reformed
the gang. You said Jovenel Moïse had already reformed.
To have
an army.
Yes, and now to solve our problem, you are saying that we should go to Kenya to get soldiers to help us to get our problem solved. That's nonsense. We don't need that.
Where y'all could form your own army and have the same nation in Haiti to help y'all solve your own problems.
Yes, you against it, and then now.
So
you don't have any problem to saying that you are ready to spend more than $600 million to build foreign armies, foreign forces.
When
we have those forces out there, they're not used.
Where y'all already have that
they're
in place. Where y'all already have Haitians in place in Haiti now that can form your own army.
More than 4,000.
Wow. Already. Oh my God. That is ridiculous.
Sitting in the camp without using.
Mm-hmm.
More than 4,000.
Mm-hmm.
More than 4,000.
So the reason that this army is not formed is because the U.S. is against it. That's what you're saying?
Yes. They say that they're not for it. They are for the police force, but not for the army. I would like them to tell me why. What their plans. Okay? Stop asking the Bahamas. Stop asking Jamaica, stop asking Trinidad and Tobago to send their forces down there and you know your own plan. Tell them your plan. Tell them your plan. We know your plan. But this is the time for you now to tell those Caribbean countries' leaders your plan. It can't be secret anymore. Too much of my brothers and sisters going onto the grave because of you, because of your plan. Too much girls get whipped by gang leaders because of your plan. We're tired of you. We're tired.
Wow. Such tragic.
Been out there for too long.
That is such tragic. Haiti has been, you know,
the first country
in the Caribbean to gain independence, and yet. You know, I would think by now things would have changed in Haiti would have catch itself. But from since the loss, you know, of the president, Jovenel Moïse, assassination. Haiti has been going downhill.
To tell you the truth, I don't know for other Haitians, but me personally, based on what I knew of what U.S. did to us, I think this is the time for us to say that we tired. They brought us back to the slavery again.
Right.
Because you can imagine, those gang leaders have been kidnapped, your daughter, your son, and it's because you don't send the money for them yet. They have taken the plastic plate and put fire on it, burn it onto your skin.
Lord have mercy.
And the president that you murdered 80 years old, who named Joe Biden, he's seen all of this on the video, never said anything. So tell us your plan. Tell us your plan. Because we know there is only one God for everyone. Tell us your plan. Because we are tired of you. We are tired of your country.
The Haitians are fed up. It is indeed a tragic and in Haiti, a chaos in Haiti now.
You go too far.
Where I'm hearing...
Haitian can live in their country right now because of France, Canada, and USA.
Canada is a part of it too?
Those three. Yes, those three. Those three. Those three.
Well, I know that France...
They get together to make us suffer. You doing that because we are the first black country who have been independent? Your selfishness go too far. We're tired of you.
Now, Altice, I'm
that's why I say in my life, I said that to my friends and my family. I don't need to live in USA for 1 second. I don't need to live over there. I don't need it. They given me a visa. They could take it back now. Enough is enough. I cannot take it anymore. I need my family to live in my country.
Now, how...
I need them to live in my country.
Moving forward right now, what Haiti needs to do or what needs to be done? Because in my opinion,
we need a person who really understand Haiti, who could bring it back to order by organizing election. Okay? Because we don't have election since 2020.
Right.
We are on 2024.
Right.
And the US is still behind that bad plan. You remember what they were trying to do to Maduro in Venezuela? Maduro is an elected president. And then they're trying to turn over with someone who didn't have one vote in the election.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about Juan Guaido. Juan Guaido. Okay, if you call yourself a country friend, stay on as a friend. Okay? Stop using us. Come in my country, rip up everything that we have, put them in a plane, send them back home, and every day you say that you are my friend. So you can live in my country, but I can't live in it. I can't live in it. You can imagine that. We are so much ONG in our country right now, we don't even know what to do with them. Every single dollar, if the Bahamas, as a part of the international community, saying that, okay, we're coming up with a plan, right? As a one, solve the problem? That $3 million only touch the country? I'm talking about Haiti and go back to USA.
What do you mean?
What I mean is this. If you're saying that, okay, those families are in trouble, and then you are, and then US always calls themselves, oh, let's get together as an international community. But the international community is only US. Don't mind that. Don't mind all them countries who always come and talk and this and that. The international community is only US. So which means, just like they're saying that, okay, they will need $600 million to bring foreign forces to help Haiti to solve the problem. You see that $600 million? Trust me, $500 million going back to USA. Because they will set up their system, they will put their system in place for that money just pass through.
Wow.
And go back in their hand.
Situation.
I would like to know where the human rights is. Those persons that are always talking about human rights, where are they? Where they are located right now?
The situation is really bad in Haiti. I feel, I definitely could feel your frustration.
Enough is enough.
I'm not there, so.
Every leaders who are there to help us to get that problem solved, please tell us. To ask our yelling we to step down.
Okay, so we will be...
To step down.
Okay, just give us a... So we're going to take a break. We will be right back after this break. You guys are still tuned in to Guardian 96.9 FM with my guest, Altaïs Jean-Renaud. Kenkeg biwo medical ki fwete tet yo nan bay multiple service men nou na Fort Terrace Diagnostic Center image se sa nou fe menm bagay pou lot lokasyon nou yo image nan Gouverneur ni na Kamakelo menm si nou ta bezwen yon radiografi mamografi ekografi or scanner pou fam gwos nou gen yo yon ekip komisyoner konsey radiolog certifye tout employe yo yo chak ak pwap domen yo yo bay dokte ou rezilta ou nan 24 tan rele 328-81-57 pou randevou nan Fort Terrace Diagnostic Center lokasyon Kamakelod ou bien image nan Grosvenor jodia
Struggling to repay your loan? Let us help you get back on track with payment terms that suits your financial situation and improve your credit score and credit report with the Bahamas Credit Bureau. Inquire about our restructured loans today. Call us at 356-7764.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Welcome back to Guardian 96.9 FM with Fresh News Smart Talk. You are still tuned in to Let's Talk Together with your host, Lady T, Communauté Haïtienne. Bonsoir. Bienvenue à Guardian 96.9 FM. et côté n'a parlé de situation Haïti a tellement li grave et nous gen expert our political expert that is with us this evening who is actually frustrated and fed up and Lord have mercy and he has this fire burning in him this evening Jean-Enol Altaïs it's a pleasure welcome back sir
yes my pleasure so let me take my time and then to say thank you to the sponsors that will allow this show to be on the air. We really appreciate it because without you, I wouldn't have a chance to say what I have to say tonight, especially about USA, Canada, and France.
Well, that's only for terrorists. I'm sure Fort Terrace Diagnostic Center is listening, so they're happy for that shout out coming from yourself.
And again, I would say it loudly. We are tired with the way that US, Canada, and France have been treated us. I am tired.
Well, at this point, you would have to be fed up and tired, especially with the situation in Haiti now. It's out of control. The gang leaders, from my understanding, Barbecue was in charge in Haiti, and you said he already have a few police stations at his disposal, and the biggest jail, the biggest prison, I would say, in Port-au-Prince, which is the main city, the capital of Haiti. Can you imagine that? The capital of Haiti. He actually let everybody out. Am I correct? Even those persons that assassinated the president of Haiti, Jovenel Moïse, are out now. Lord have mercy.
See, let me say something.
Now, Port-au-Prince is no place for nobody to visit right now at this point.
No, they can't take that chance.
No, Port-au-Prince, I'm going to make that clear. Please do not.
Don't take that chance.
Please. The travel, what they call that? It's at the level right now, it's at what? 100? Oh Lord have mercy.
They gotta give their own number. Yeah, that's their situation.
Well, my raven people, listen, do not travel to Port-au-Prince.
Let me level right now is
100. Do not.
Let me say something quickly about Barbecue. Barbecue used to be a police officer.
Right. He's a former ex-officer, right? Ex-police officer, right.
Yeah, the mistake. That superintendent being made, Barbecue and his brother was two police officers.
Right.
And then he was going to send them out in the operation.
Right.
Street operations. When they get there, Barbecue brother got killed right in the front of him as a police officer.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't falling cry. He grabbed a gun and then fight those gang leaders at this point to grab his brother body to throw on his shoulder. At this time, some of those gang leaders trying to kill him, and then he shoot some of them. And they've been dead.
Mm-hmm.
Because of that, the police chief didn't look at the life of his brother. They put him on the side by saying that he has been violated the human rights.
Oh, so that's why
they wanted to arrest him because of that. He said, okay. He said, if my brother got killed as a police officer.
On duty.
That doesn't mean anything to you.
On duty. Whilst on duty.
You want to arrest me? If you can arrest me, arrest me. That's all he said. He said, if you can arrest me, arrest me.
Oh, okay.
And that's how
barbecue.
We have barbecue today.
Oh.
Barbecue real name is Jimmy Cherizier.
Oh,
that's
wow.
His real name. Jimmy Cherizier.
I'm always learning from you.
They
wow.
They call him barbecue because as a police officer, he didn't pay with gang.
He was tough.
He didn't pay with them. Until now,
he was a no-nonsense police
a lot
officer.
Of gang leaders who scared of barbecue.
Right.
Because he don't play with them.
So that's the story of barbecue. That's something people don't
that's
understand.
That's the story of barbecue.
I'm glad barbecue that you make it clear on air now that everybody would understand who barbecue is and where he comes from. I didn't know the story was like that with him.
Barbecue is supposed to be one of the strongest soldier in our army, or one of the stronger officer in our police force. But because
corruption, wasn't it
the
corruption?
Canada, the same front, what he was doing wasn't in their favor. And then that's how we have barbecue today.
So you're saying because when barbecue was on the police force, he was a no nonsense guy that used to kill all of the gang leaders. That is why they set him up and now they throw him out of the police force because he was doing what's right for Haiti and the people.
Yes.
Oh, Lord have mercy. And you know a lot of people hold barbecue. A lot of people don't know about barbecue, so a lot of people always think bad about him.
Everybody trying to squeeze him up.
And think bad about him.
Squeeze him up because they don't know about him.
Mhm. They always talk bad about him, but I always liked him, but I didn't know that's how he got fired or that's how they kick him out of the police force. Wow, corruption. Here you go. Again, corruption in Haiti.
And then the former president,
mm-hmm.
Which means
Jovenel Moïse?
Mr. Jovenel Moïse.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Jovenel Moïse was trying to bring him back.
Oh, wow.
But the same U.S. through their human rights down there who doing their own
mm-hmm.
Because of their own plans, stood up against the president and said, no, you can't bring him back. You can't bring him back.
Lord of mercy. This is powerful, like
you
what Monica would say.
Because they already knew their plan. Their plan was, if the president, Jovenel Moïse, didn't do what I asked him to do, so I will do what I have to do. And then if he has barbecue on him, I wouldn't be able to do what I have to do. So I had to distance barbecue from him.
Wow.
I have to do that. That's the plan.
Well, you would know because you're on the ground, so you would know what's going on. Okay, so I thank you so much because I'm sure that, you know, I was thinking that you wanted me to translate for you all this time and you didn't even need that. You're so good. But thank you so much for coming on the show. It's a pleasure.
I'm trying my best.
You did great. Is there anything else you would like to tell the Haitian community? Because my time is up and the 360 is up next. Is there anything else you would like to say before we finish? We're done with the show?
While we speak, I know 99% of the Haitian people who live in the Bahamas are very, very angry with Ariel Henry and his surrounders.
Well, I know a lot of people. I know all the Haitians I've been seeing, everybody is angry with him. Nobody wants him to be. Nobody. Everybody want him to go. Everybody want him to go. All the Haitians want him to go.
Yes, but only one thing that I would like to say to the Caribbean leaders. Why you need to bring your support behind someone that the law of the country is not recognized.
No, they don't recognize them by
answer
law.
My question, please.
Right. I don't know. I don't know what's going on. I'm trying to figure out if the Caribbean leaders really know what's going on.
You are an elected person in your country.
Every
single thing that you are doing, you're following the law.
But do the Caribbean leaders maybe
to bring your support, the country's support, behind someone?
Okay, well, maybe it's a lot that the Caribbean leaders themselves may need to know about this. Maybe they don't know you know, the information to that extent of what's going on, what's supposed to happen. So that's probably why. That's the only thing I can assume. I'm, you know. But okay, thank you.
In the most of the countries, right, in the Caribbean, we have a large number of the Haitian people who form the Haitian community. So before you move forward to carry out your support, you should sit down with some of them to learn about what happened on the ground.
I agree.
What's happening on the ground.
Amen.
If you don't have enough information, that's what you should be doing.
Wow. Thank you so much.
Thank
you so much for coming on. It's always a pleasure to have you, the expert, political expert. Okay, thank you. Okay, have a great evening. Thank you. Thank you so much for those who are tuned in to Let's Talk Together. I've learned a lot from my political expert that, you know, that's on the ground. And again, we want to tell you, please do not travel to Port-au-Prince. It is not safe. At the moment, you can travel to Haiti, but please go to Cape. Cape Haiti is great. It is in good shape. You can go. Everything is good down there. But do not attempt to go to Port-au-Prince. Have a great evening, Bahamas. Toute communauté haïtienne, merci en pile d'être nous t'es branché à nous parler ensemble avec animatrice Fanoua, Lady T. C'est un plaisir d'être pour moi. Anderson 360, You Need to Know is up next. Thank you, Bahamas.
Let's Talk Together in English was brought to you by Fort Terrace Diagnostic Center, the Bahamas' largest and most experienced dedicated radiological center.